Good morning, and welcome to another exciting episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host. Be here for the next hour. The results are in for that great experiment for the future of live music performance, and the reviews are spectacular, I will tell you about that. The Foo Fighters have announced who will round out the bill for the Taylor Hawkins tribute concerts in September. If you haven't noticed, the economy is in a tailspin, and the music business is most definitely affected. I'll tell you about the latest announcement, this one from Spotify. Plus, we've got Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder, and the best rock from all eras. Right ahead in the next hour, 91.5 WMFO.
One to another extreme.
From their very excellent 1996 album, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, the Smashing Pumpkins, with Tonight Tonight. And we heard Foreigner up top of the hour with Double Vision here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, I hope you had a nice weekend. We are in the glory days of summer. The days are long, they're warm, and I do hope you're getting out there and enjoying it. One of the last frontiers of post-pandemic life, I think, is going to the movies. I haven't gone back to the movies yet. The new Elvis biopic came out on Friday. There's been so much promotion and hype about it. I don't know how you could have possibly avoided all the commercials for it. And it did better than expected, $30 million in box office for the opening weekend. And it scored particularly well with those over 35 years old. And so experts are saying it's a sign that maybe people are returning to the theaters post-pandemic. The movie was directed by Baz Luhrmann. He did a couple of really cool movies. The souped-up version of Romeo and Juliet with Claire Danes and Leonardo DiCaprio. He also did a similar treatment to The Great Gatsby, also with DiCaprio. And it's an interesting movie. Tom Hanks plays Colonel Tom Parker. Priscilla Presley has come out with a very strong endorsement. So I'm not sure if that's the one that's going to get me back into the theater, but a lot of folks are really into Elvis and that new movie that came out this weekend. Well, the Elvis of Rock of Ages is no doubt Phil from Watertown, my friend, and he gives us his picks every week on our feature called Phil's Pick. Let's hear what Phil has for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Car Outside by Jimmy LaFave. Jimmy is an American singer-songwriter who mixes blues, jazz, and country. His influences are J.J. Cale, Chet Baker, Bob Dylan, and Leon Russell. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
You know I'll never understand it, baby. I want lust in my soul. I don't want to be with you. Hey, I don't really know. Cause I'm looking out your window, girl. And I'm drifting with the wind.
Well, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair till it was just right, and commanded the night brigade. I was hoping to faint and crushed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strode all along to a fallout zone, came out with my soul untouched. I hid in the cloud and wrath of the crowd. When they stretched it down, I stood up. Flew from my mast, my sails were set wing to wing. I had a jukebox graduate for first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could sing. And I pushed B-52 and bombed them with the blues, with my gear set stubborn on standing. I broke all the rules, straight my old high school. Month-long vacations in the stratosphere, and you know it's really hard to hold your breath. Swear I lost everything I ever loved or feared. I was a cosmic kid in full costume dress, but my feet, they finally took root in the earth. But I got me a nice little place in the stars, and I swear I found the key to the universe in the engine of an old parked car.
That is Bruce from Greetings from Asbury Park and Growing Up, and Jimmy LaFave before that, Car Outside, which was Phil's pick today on Rock of Ages here on WMFO. Good morning. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'm here every Monday from 8 till 9. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you can join me every week here on 91.5 FM if you're in the Boston area and you can listen on the radio. Otherwise, you can stream the show either live or on demand from our website at WMFO.org. It has been a busy couple of weeks in the music industry, with lots of music news coming our way. A few weeks ago, I told you about a music experience that ABBA was cooking up with George Lucas, in which avatars of their mid-70s prime selves, called Avatars, that had the potential to revolutionize the future of live performance. It debuted last week after 6 years of planning and $175 million spent, and the fans and critics absolutely love it. There's a review in The Globe on Friday in which the reviewer called it thrilling. It's a delicious sensory overload and a spectacular glimpse into the future of live performance. The music is familiar, but visually, it's unlike anything you've ever seen. That's a quote. They went on to say, from the new technology used to create the avatars to the band's candy-coated harmonies blasting out of 291 speakers, Voyage is revolutionary. No matter what you think of ABBA's music, the technological sleight of hand used to pull off this phantasmagorical event is genuinely stunning. Now, the show's going to play in London for at least the next year, but the arena was built to be portable, so it'll likely move to other locations over time. And don't be surprised if other artists, especially aging ones, take to recreating their primetime selves in similar shows going forward. This, I think, is really just the beginning. It's safe to say that most of us get our music from one of the streaming services. Can't remember the last time I bought an album or a CD. Well, Spotify is reducing its hiring plans by 25% amid broader economic uncertainty, according to a company-wide memo that was sent by the chief, Daniel Elk. Spotify is going to reduce their hiring growth by 25%, although they say they're going to continue to grow. As of the end of March, Spotify had 8,230 full-time employees globally. I'm not quite sure what 8,000 people would be doing to create a streaming service. Right in the early days of Napster, didn't they basically do it out of a dorm room at Northeastern? Anyway, they expect to exceed 1 billion users worldwide by 2030, and that would be more than double the 422 million they have at the end of the first quarter, 2022. And last month, the Foo Fighters announced that they would do two tribute shows for their recently deceased drummer, Taylor Hawkins, one in London and one in L.A. They've announced some additional artists who will fill out the bill, and they are, as you would expect, some big names. The London show will include Liam Gallagher, Chrissy Hynde, Brian May from Queen, Geddy Lee from Rush, and others. And in L.A., several of them will make the trip from London and also be joined by Miley Cyrus, Alanis Morissette, Gene Simmons from Kiss, and others. Additional guests for both shows will be announced soon. Let's do some Foo Fighters now. This is Times Like These on Rock of Ages. We'll be right back.
again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
One of the great progressive rock bands of the 1970s, the Moody Blues, Story in Your Eyes. And we heard the Foo Fighters with Times Like These on Rock of Ages. Well, thank you for checking in with the show this morning. We play the best rock from all eras, the classic rock of the 70s, like we just heard, the Moody Blues, the rock and new wave of the 80s, the alt rock from the 90s, and the pop rock from 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to were still around today. As always, this was an eventful week in music history. This week in 1984, after a couple of failed attempts at shooting a studio video for Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen did it live at his concert in St. Paul, Minnesota, and during Clarence Clemens' sax solo, he brought up a then unknown 19-year-old named Courtney Cox on stage to dance with him, resulting in one of the weirdest little segments in rock video history, but somehow it did work. Also this week, in 2007, Apple's new device, the iPhone, was released, integrating music into a phone for the first time. There were a series of deaths this week. This week in 2002, John Entwistle from The Who, also Michael Jackson in 2009, and Lowell George also died this week in 1979. But there were also a lot of births and birthdays to celebrate this week as well. Terry Nunn, the lead singer of Berlin, turned 61 this week. Patti Smyth from Scandal is 65. Chris Isaac is 66. And Colin Hay, the lead singer for Men at Work, turns 69 this week. Let's turn to our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, a regular feature here on the show. This week's One Hit Wonder was one of the first pop metal bands to break into album rock radio in the early 1980s. In fact, they were the first metal band to have a number one album on the Billboard album charts. Quiet Riot was formed in LA in 1973, went through many lineup changes. Their 1983 album, Metal Health, was a worldwide phenomenon. It sold 6 million copies, and their follow-up in 1984 did not sell nearly as well, and their popularity steadily declined over the years. And they were really unable to enjoy the path that they had made for other pop metal bands in album rock radio in the mid-80s. Bands like Def Leppard, Twisted Sister, Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses, and others. This song, which is actually a cover from a band called Slayer, and was also the first metal record to reach number one on the Billboard singles charts. Quiet Riot has had many lineup changes. They do continue to release albums and tour, but they've never come close to the success they had with this song. This is Come On, Feel the Noise from Quiet Riot on Rock of Ages.
Come on! Sing inside and sign. It makes
It's the perfect time of year. Somewhere far away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess. Considering everything's a mess. There's a restaurant down the street where hungry people like to eat. I could walk, but I'll just drive. It's colder than it looks outside.
It's like a dream you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the one beyond your front door. Take your time, so where I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy by side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for.
It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn and run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose and change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room. Sleep away the afternoon.
It's like a dream you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the world beyond your front door. Take your time's away, or I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy by side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. Pinch me. Pinch me, 'cause I'm still asleep. Please God, tell me that I'm still asleep.
On an evening such as this, it's hard to tell if I exist. If I pack the car and leave this town, notice that I'm not around. I could hide out under there. I just made you say underwear. I could leave, but I'll just stay. All my stuff's here anyway.
Like a dream you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the world beyond your front door. Take your time, so way out, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy by side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. Try to figure out what all this is for. Try to see the world beyond your front door. Try to figure out what all this is for.
Those are the Bare Naked Ladies with Pinch Me. They're actually on tour right now. They are touring with Toad the Wet Sprocket and the Gin Blossoms, kind of a mid-90s acoustic rock heaven show, if you're interested. And before that, we heard Quiet Riot. It was our one-hit wonder this week. Come on, feel the noise. On Rock of Ages on WMFO, this is Ron LaRussa. Good morning. Thank you for taking me along with you this morning as you get up and get out and ready for work or whatever you're doing today. We will get back to the music in just one moment.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard, Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Earlier this week, news of a forthcoming Marcus Mumford solo album began to leak, and a bunch of radio stations and websites around the world began to just assume that that meant that Mumford & Sons was breaking up. And he made it official on two counts. Yes, his solo record is coming up, and no, Mumford & Sons are not splitting. He offered a taste of the new project as he was playing with Brandi Carlile this past Friday at LA's Greek Theater. During her encore, the two sang a very powerful collaborative new ballad, they did not name the title of the song, that Mumford said would be the closing track on his solo album, therefore publicly confirming a secret project that has been widely speculated upon for the last week. From Mumford & Sons, let's listen to The Cave now on Rock of Ages.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I've seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's called again. My time, you take what is yours and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see where those orphans threw my tears, and know my call despite my faults and despite my growing fears. But of your cave, walking on your hands, and see the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know the maker's land. So make your sirens call and sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say, 'cause I need freedom now, and be.
From the Cars' second album, Candio, Since I Held You, and Mumford & Sons before that with The Cave here on Rock of Ages. I love this time of year. It is a great time to celebrate the ocean and the beaches of New England. People, as we know from the traffic, come from all over the world to be here and do that. I've been doing a lot of fishing the last few weeks, and I've been all over the place, north of Boston, Plum Island. I've been down to Plymouth. I've been down on the Cape. And when I can, I like to chat up the local fishermen. I really respect what they do. They work so, so hard. And a song comes into my mind that Billy Joel wrote as a tribute to the water and the fishermen in the region. So let's play it now. This is the Downeaster Alexa, Billy Joel on Rock of Ages.
Left this morning from the Bell and Gardner's Bay. Like all the locals here, I've had to sell my home. Too proud to leave, I worked my fingers to the bone so I could own my Downeaster Alexa. And I go where the ocean is deep. There are
eyes of coals and flame to dim. At last the arm is straight, the ham to the loom. Is this the end or just begin? All of my love, all of my love, oh, all of my love, dear. All of my love, all of my love, oh, all of my love, dear. The cup is raised, the toast is made again.
Yours is the cloth, mine is the hand that sews time. His is the force that lies within. Ours is the fire, all the warmth we can find. He is a feather in the wind. Oh, it's all of my love, all of my love, oh, all of my love to you.
From their 1979 album, In Through the Outdoor, that is Led Zeppelin. And we heard Billy Joel before that, off of Stormfront with the Downeaster Alexa. that is all the time we have for today's show. I hope you liked it. This is Ron LaRussa. Join me next week and every week from 8 o'clock till 9 here on Monday mornings on Rock of Ages. Until we meet again, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything.